Trump in inauguration speech, official policy of U.S. government is there are only two genders, male and female. By Catherine Hamilton on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump in his inauguration speech on Monday unequivocally rejected the gender insanity pushed by the Biden administration over the past 4 years. The 45th and 47th president reclaimed biological reality in the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and promised to restore U.S. government policy to reflect the truth that there are only two sexes. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female, he said, garnering a standing ovation from those in attendance. The outgoing Biden administration was unabashed in its efforts to push gender ideology and transgenderism both in the United States and abroad, hoisting transgender flags at agencies, embassies, and the White House. Specifically, the far-left administration attempted, mostly through unelected bureaucrats and rulemaking, to codify gender identity into all aspects of life, ignoring the differences between the equal, yet complementary sexes. One outcome of gender ideology has been the attempted erasure of women's sports and spaces, including locker rooms, restrooms, and even prisons. Most notably, the Biden administration backed sex change drugs and procedures for children, and fought for confused children to access mutilating drugs and surgeries, even though such methods can lead to infertility. Transgender activists frequently claim that such sex-mutilating drugs and procedures for confused minors reduce suicides and improve mental health. Dubious claims which increasingly appear untrue as more studies and data come to light. Many people who have undergone these sex-change drugs and procedures as minors and later decided to reverse course, called detransitioners, have begun speaking out about the irreversible physical damage and mental torment they have experienced. Related story, detransitioner. Genital surgery destroyed my life. You need to be insane to think this helps patients. In stark contrast, Trump promised on the campaign trail and after the election to protect women's sports and spaces and children from experimental procedures. With a stroke of my pen on day one, we're going to stop the transgender lunacy, Trump said in a speech at Turning Point USA's America Fest in December. And, I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools, and middle schools, and high school. And, we will keep men out of women's sports, Trump added. And, that will likewise be done on day one. Should I do day one, day two, or day three? How about day one? Under the Trump administration, it will be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.